The black Brazilian martial art called capoeira is a mix of music, dance, and ritualized combat. Enslaved Africans brought the roots of this art form to South America in the 1600s. Capoeira grew and developed in Brazil, but was eventually outlawed. Today, it thrives there and around the world. It's preserved especially by the highest-ranking artists, the mestres, or masters. NPR's Christopher Johnson profiles one master who's been practicing and protecting the art form for more than half a century.
Capoeira masters are, above most other things, attentive to detail. On a Friday night at the Capoeira Angola Center in Los Angeles, Mestre João Grangi is inspecting his birimbau, capoeira's core instrument.
Cabaça, verga, arame, cachixi. Cachixi.
Made of a broomstick-long wooden pole, the birimbau is strung like a bow with an open dried gourd tied to one end. João Grangi taps his with a short stick, testing the instrument like a maestro warming up to a grand piano. Sitting alone with his instrument, Mestre João Grangi has got the even-tempered intensity of someone who's been studying a single difficult thing for a very long time. 58 years, in fact. He's one of the only two men alive chosen to head the elite academy of Capoeira's late grandmaster, Pastinha. Mestre Pastinha insisted that students, or capoeiristas, know more than a series of movements. João Grangi's also an expert in Capoeira's massive songbook and plays all of the instruments. He's also well-versed in the roots of his art.
Everything's from Africa. Everything. Everything we play. All the instruments. Nothing's from Brazil. Capoeira came to Brazil. It developed in Brazil, but its origin is African. From Angola, Mozambique, Congo, from all over Africa.
In Brazil, Africans adapted a series of old dance and fight techniques into capoeira, a multi-purpose martial art. The movements were used as recreational combat among blacks. Capoeira was also adapted to fight slave masters. Until the early 1900s, it was illegal. João Grangi often acknowledges the mestres who continue to teach capoeira in secret. And the 78-year-old master remembers what first drew him to the art.
Because God said you are capoeirista. Before I was born, my mommy had a dream of a man telling her, your son is going to be a capoeirista. I was born for capoeira.
In Portuguese, João Grangi means Big John. He was born João Oliveira dos Santos. He was just 10 when João Grangi saw two men doing something they called the Dance of the Nagos, one of capoeira's African predecessors. Fascinated, João Grangi set out on foot for Salvador da Bahia, Brazil's black metropolis, to learn the dance himself. When João Grangi walked into Salvador in 1950, he was a teenager, and the city was a capoeira heaven. He split his time between a taxing longshoreman job and training at Mestre Pastinha's Capoeira Academy. Classic video footage depicts João Grangi and fellow student João Pequeno in a gymnastic, sinewy trade of attack and defense capoeira moves. The two lean, muscular young men dance methodically around each other. One sweeps a long, straight leg over the head of his crouched opponent. João Grangi and João Pequeno flow seamlessly from headstands to cartwheels to backbends to mule kicks, all in a close physical dialogue between two friends. Under Pastinha, João Grangi ascended from student to master. The title is dubious, really, because in Pastinha's school, there was no major ceremony that actually made João Grangi a master.
It's not a piece of paper that turns you into a master. Paper doesn't prove anything. In our capoeira, tiles don't matter. They were never important.
In the mid to late 60s, João Grangi, Pastinha, and other capoeiristas performed around the world. But the art suffered in Salvador. The local government asked Pastinha, who was ailing and nearly blind, to vacate his academy for renovations. But Pastinha never got back his school, which was converted into a restaurant. João Grangi saw the teacher he loved die heartbroken, a reminder of how difficult a life devoted to capoeira can be. João Grangi quit the art and took up odd jobs around Salvador. Then, in the mid-80s, two capoeira masters urged him out of retirement. By then, capoeira was spreading across the U.S., and João Grangi taught throughout the country. He now runs a school in New York City where he lives. 5 years ago, the National Endowment for the Arts awarded Mestre João Grangi the prestigious National Heritage Fellowship. Capoeiristas visit steadily from cities across the map, sit at his feet, and call him simply Mestre. João Grangi appreciates his students and the honors he's received, but he still has little use for the master title.
He's recognized all over the world. He knows it. You know, but when you meet him, he doesn't say, I'm Mestre. He says, hi, my name is John.
Omoa Day founded LA's Capoeira Angola Center and is the chief instructor there. He studied closely with João Grangi, who is something like a patriarch to centers in the U.S. and Brazil. Ade still marvels at what he calls his teacher's manjinga, or supernatural skill, when the master is at work.
It's not just a physical thing with him. It's a very intellectual game. He knows what you're going to do before you know what you're doing. He really plays like a game of chess. He sets things up. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful to watch.
The Capoeira Angola Center is on a quiet suburban block in a row of anonymous apartment buildings. It's mixed among houses, schools, and churches, all situated near Crenshaw and Leimert Park, two of L.A.'s oldest black neighborhoods. Inside the center, capoeiristas are gathering for an annual conference honoring the art. They're wearing all white or yellow and black. T-shirts are tucked in neatly with the names of capoeira schools in places like L.A., Texas, and Salvador written proudly across the chests. They sit together in a circle, knees tucked under their chins like scouts around a campfire. And at the top of the ring, where the storyteller might be, half a dozen capoeiristas press together across a bench holding various instruments. There's a single, small, empty space between them. Mestre João Grangi limps over slowly. Like a king at the start of a chess match, he's seated right in the middle. He leans his sturdy square frame back and taps his beating bow. The others fall in. João Grangi begins to sing in a tradition that is likely as old as capoeira itself, the Larainha, or litany. The Larainha is the epitome of a capoeirista's respect, devotion, and humility expressed through music. My God is great, João Grangi sings. God is great, and I am small. The others listen, some with their eyes closed and heads nodding. The theme continues. In the circle of capoeira, the lyrics go, I am very small. Long live my God, long live my master, long live everyone's masters, and long live the great capoeiristas. Then the mestre gives an approving nod, and two students crouching at his feet enter the circle and begin to play capoeira. João Grangi observes the exchange from under his thick, bushy brows. He's looking with the same eyes that were first enchanted by capoeira in a Brazilian country town more than half a century ago. The elder mestre watches and smiles like a young man in the most innocent kind of love. His student, Omoade, knows why.
Because he found the fountain of youth. Him and Mejor Pequeno. Mejor Pequeno in his 80s is still doing cartwheels. People are looking for the fountain of youth, but these two individuals certainly have found it. They found it in an art that they love doing, and they want to continue the legacy of the person that taught the art to them.
I'm very happy and I'm very satisfied. I want to show a beautiful capoeira and I want to do something good to my students. Then they pass the experience around. Practicing capoeira is good for your body. It's good for everything. It's our life.
Christopher Johnson, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You can watch João Grangi play capoeira and hear more music on our website at npr.org. That's our program for today. Thanks for joining us. To listen to the show, visit NPR.org. And if you'd like to comment, call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. I'm Ed Gordon. This is News and Notes.